Welcome back to the Young Ag Achievers Podcast. I am Lee Benson, the Public Information Officer for the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry. And joining me is Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture, Blaine Arthur. Coming up on the podcast today, Secretary Arthur will be talking to Alexa Bozidon of Fairview FFA and Titus Montgomery of Red Oak FFA. Alexa and Titus are also members of the ODAF Agriculture Youth Council, which has been gathering once a month, dating back to August of last year. So, Secretary Arthur, what should we expect today from your interview with Alexa and Titus?
Well, certainly excited to hear from both of these students. You and I have gotten to know them a little bit better through the Ag Youth Council, and I think they're going to share a little bit about the Ag Youth Council experience, but just their experience in the FFA program and all the opportunities that they've had through both of those lanes.
And I would imagine that you'll talk to Alexa and Titus about their experience in Ag Youth Council and kind of how the whole, I guess, year is gone because we're getting to the end of it here. So I did want to ask you, though, the background of the Agricultural Youth Council. How did that come to be? What is the history of that group?
So I started working for Governor Stitt in January of 2019, and certainly so many opportunities that I've had in my professional life or through my time spent in both the 4-H and FFA programs, youth development, leadership development opportunities. And as I was coming here to the agency and looking to fill some different positions, and I started, you know, talking to folks about who would be good for this or where people are, and I thought we've got to have some more exposure to these talented young people about what we do at the agency. I don't think there's a lot of kids that think, oh, I want to go work for the government when I get out of school. And so initially the thought was to show some of the job opportunities that exist both at the state level and the federal level with us here at the Department of Ag or with USDA. But then I think it's really evolved as we have learned. So we're on our fifth group of Ag Youth Council members, and we've tried to provide different learning opportunities for them. They do job shadowing. So it was just kind of my thought of how can we find some of these talented young people that want to come work for the agency. But thanks to the work of a lot of folks, it's really evolved over time. And so I think a really neat opportunity for students.
And certainly we'll learn a lot more about it, I'm sure, as you talk to Alexa and Titus. And I will mention that coming up here in the next few weeks, we'll make an announcement and have applications available for the next Ag Youth Council, which it's crazy that we're already there. We're getting close, but the year goes by very quickly.
Time sneaks away. It seems like we were just doing this last round of them, but this set of seniors are looking towards graduation pretty quick, and we'll be doing interviews for the next group.
Well, still to come, something we have never seen before in Oklahoma agriculture. It's happening now, and I'll explain later in the show. But first, let's send it over to Secretary Arthur for her chat with Alexa Bozidon and Titus Montgomery.
Well, very excited to have two of our Ag Youth Council members joining us here on the podcast. And we've got Titus Montgomery of the Red Oak FFA chapter and Alexa Bozidon from Fairview. And we'll just start out with Titus and Alexa. And Titus, we'll start with you. Just tell us a little bit about yourself. Anything you want to share?
So, as Secretary Arthur mentioned, my name is Titus Montgomery. I'm from Red Oak FFA. I've grown up in the small town of Red Oak all my life. I love the world of agriculture, specifically, you know, agronomy. That's where my passion is. And so really hope to, my game plan is to attend Oklahoma State University this fall. Go Pokes, of course.
And agreed. So, yeah. Yes. You know, Lee's an OU fan, so we can throw in some extra Go Pokes.
Oh, yeah. So that's a little bit about me. And yeah.
Okay. Alexa, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Like she said, my name is Alex Bozine. I'm from the Fairview FFA chapter. I'm currently the president there. I've been showing livestock for 4 years. I moved to Fairview when I was a freshman. The school I went to before did not have an FFA program. I was not really aware of the ag industry, but my grandma, she taught me what it was all about, and so I'm here now. Just like Titus said, go Pokes. I'm going to attend Oklahoma State with a major in Ag Comm and Agribusiness.
Okay, awesome. I love two of our students are headed to OSU. So we will start. Now, Titus, we'll talk just a little bit about podcasts first. Like, you have your own podcast, right, that you do?
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Tell us a little bit about how you got into that or who kind of gave you that idea and what all your podcast is about.
So I actually have a radio show and a podcast. So as a end of my freshman year, my ag teacher approached me and we were kind of looking for a new project for me to do. And he had mentioned a radio show since Eastern Oklahoma State College is just 15 minutes away. Yeah. So we were like, all right, let's do this. So we went and met with the station manager, Doug Sims.
Okay.
And about doing the Southeast area ag report. There we go.
Oh, good.
And just a 2 to 3 minute thing about market reports, grain prices, and horticulture or livestock tip every now and then. And so started out with that. And once I got confident with my abilities, I was like, hey, you know, I've always wanted a podcast. And why not start out with an ag podcast? And so the Brag on Ag podcast was formed there at the end of my sophomore year. And so it's kind of one of those things where I have a guest on and they're either involved in ag or they're an FFA or 4-H member. And we just simply brag on how agriculture and FFA or 4-H has positively impacted their life. And so I really enjoy it. I've got 50 episodes of that and over 100 and something episodes of the radio show. And so just, I really, really enjoy it.
Awesome. I didn't know about the radio piece. So that's excellent. Now, Alexa, I will let you tell the story. You actually get the credit for us having a podcast here. So I will let you share that story with listeners.
So I, like Secretary Arthur said earlier, I'm on the Ag Youth Council. And for that, we had to do two job shadowing experience. So one of that we had to job shadow an ODAF member, and for that I chose Lee. I really like some of the stuff that he does. And during that day, we were kind of with Secretary Arthur most of the day. And during lunch, we went to Chick-fil-A and we're sitting in this booth, and she's talking about how Kelton, her son, was on Old Titus's Brag on Ad podcast for an episode. And she was like talking about it, and she was like, I mean, it's fine, but he didn't tell me. He didn't ask permission. And I mean, what if it wasn't fine? He just went on this podcast, and we're just talking about how Titus has one, and then another member on the Ag Youth Council, I think Ashley has one too, and all these other people. And we're just talking. We're like, man, you should do a podcast with some of the members of these 4-H and FFA, and that's kind of where it came about. And Lee was kind of like, oh no, like, are you sure? No, because Lee has his own podcast that he doesn't like to talk about, but they did end up doing it.
So no credit to Alexa. Lee is actually a sports aficionado, truly a sports aficionado. And so he had the podcast experience from that. And so we just kind of pivoted over into the ag lane. And so again, Alexa, that was with her job shadow from Ag Youth Council. And so let's talk about, for some of our listeners who are not familiar with our Ag Youth Council. Titus, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Ag Youth Council and why you were interested? I don't know if there was another chapter member you heard from somewhere else or why you decided to apply for Ag Youth Council probably around this time, around April, I guess, of last year.
I had always been, you guys can't see me, but I'm pretty big and tall. And so for a long, long time, people thought that I was older than I was. So for the last 3 years, actually, I've had people ask me, hey, are you going to apply for Ag Youth Council next year? And I always had the pleasure of telling them, I'm not old enough yet. So it was kind of one of those things. I had been told about it for years, and finally getting the opportunity and being old enough, I was super excited about it. So I applied, and it worked out the way God had planned, and it's been a blast. We meet just about every month, and if we don't, then it's, you know, in between that, but we meet and we get to tour industries, meet with industry leaders, meet with leaders through ODAF, sit through presentations, and just honestly, it has been a blast. I have loved every moment of it so far. And as you know, Alexa mentioned and Secretary Arthur, you know, one of the pieces that we got to do is we got to present through about certain problems in Oklahoma Ag as groups. And then also we got to job shadow. And so shout out to Craig Marquard, Assistant Director of Oklahoma Forestry Services. That was one of my job shadows. Loved it. And so, but yeah, that's a little bit about the Ag Youth Council and you know, I guess that in a nutshell.
Okay. So. No, that's great. Now, Alexa, tell us, did your ag teacher encourage you to apply, or did you know some other students that were in previous Ag Youth Councils, or why? What was your interest in applying for the Ag Youth Council?
Yeah, so my sophomore year, there was a girl from my chapter named Trinity White. Her granddad is on the board. Is it the board of directors?
Yeah, the board of Ag. Yeah, Joe Ferris.
Joe Ferris. Yes. So she was on the Ag Youth Council, and she was always wearing this exact thing. And I was kind of like, what is that? Like, she's always like, oh, I'm going to be gone this day, the Ag Youth Council. And I was followed the Instagram, and I was kind of keeping up with it.
Okay.
And I was really interested in it. So the next year would have been my junior year when it came around. I was like, my teacher was like, when you see this, like, let me know. Like, I got to get on this. She never really, I mean, because my ag teacher's never on Instagram or anything, but I saw it and I was like, we got to get on this. So I applied, and I actually thought I didn't make it to the interview round because it went to my spam folder.
Oh no, I hadn't heard and this so, story. Oh
yeah,
no.
Yeah, it went to my spam folder. So I'm like devastated. I'm like, man, like, didn't even get to the interview. And so I don't know if it was you or Troy Lee that called my grandma and was like, is Alexa going to sign up for an interview slot? And she came to me. She was like, oh my gosh, like, you got it. You got to get an interview. And I'm like, what? Like, what are you talking about? She's like, you got it. Like, you got an interview. And so the next day was the interview. Okay. And that is, I got to the interview round. And then once again, it went to my spam folder that I made it onto the council. And I was kind of like, why are all these, you know, ag kids following me on Instagram? Like, this is weird. And one of my student teachers texted me and she said, like, hey, check your email. Like, results went out. I checked and I made it. And I was so happy. I mean, it just worked out all in my favor. And it's truly been one of the best experiences. I've had the best time. You know, I met all these people that were on the council over the summer at WLC and all these other things. I didn't know almost any of them beforehand. Met Titus at WLC.
Very good.
I heard him on the bus. I turned around. I said, are you Titus Montgomery? And I said, you and I, Ag Youth Council. And we just been buds ever since. And I've truly loved all these people on it. Everyone on here, we're just such a great team. We all get along so well. And it's been one of the best parts of my senior year. It's such a great experience.
Awesome. And I guess the lesson there is check your spam folder, I guess, or however your emails are being filtered. I had not heard that part. So that is a unique story. So Titus, you mentioned one of your job shadows, but I know y'all have had the chance, and certainly Lee spends a lot of time with you all, and Alex and Troy Marshall and a lot of our team members. Kirsten does as well to help organize all of the different activities you have. But Titus, maybe talk about one of your all's days or one of your all's activities that you saw something or learned something that either surprised you or interested you, or you thought, okay, how did I not know about this? I'm an ag kid. So kind of pick one of those that really was super interesting to you.
So, as I mentioned early on, you know, I'm a big nut when it comes to agronomy and stuff like that. And
which
so
is kind of unusual. I don't meet many seniors in high school who are really passionate about agronomy. I love it, but it's a little bit unusual.
Yeah, corn is my forte. I love it. And but anyways, I'll use today as an example. Today we had a guy come and talk to us about, you know, we did a little rainfall simulator and kind of talk about runoff and really talk about soil and really talk about, you know, soil health. And it was honestly, today has been my favorite so far because it was one of those things where I went into it thinking, okay, my ag teacher is drilled in my head over and over how important soil is and all this. And I never really, you know, paid attention because who pays attention to their ag teachers? You know what
Hopefully
I mean?
Hopefully some of you guys, maybe. Hopefully.
I'm kidding. But no, it was one of those things where I really enjoyed it. I really learned a lot. And so that's what I love is every time I go into it, that, you know, they send us out an email, kind of a schedule. Hey, here's what we're going to kind of be doing. And I'll go into it. You know, I'm like, okay, I'm kind of expecting this or that. And my expectations are always blown away. Good. And so every single time.
Very, very good. No, the rainfall simulator, I've seen it several times, but it's impressive. So I encourage anyone, if you have a chance, to check it out. It tells a really, really good story. All right. So Alexa, your turn. What's your favorite, either your favorite or something that surprised you or that you thought, I didn't know this was a part of ag. And you can pick any of those.
Honestly, all of the meetings just are so good. They all have a special place in my heart. But I think I pick one spot or one stop out of all of our meetings that I just love. Okay. One of my favorites were definitely the Christmas tree farm, which goes back to agritourism, which you wouldn't think that a Christmas tree farm would really be a part of, you know, agriculture in a way, but it is. And it was so interesting that this Christmas tree farm is, you know, it's a family thing. And it was in Yukon, wasn't it?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, it was in Yukon. And that one was one of my favorites. And I really liked the Remington Park. That was just so cool and so different. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. We got to watch the races and it was so special. We got to take a picture with the jockey that won. And they even presented us with like a laminated copy of the newspaper article or
something. Oh, I saw
like
the win pictures. Yes, I saw some of those. That was great.
It was so cool and it's so special. And it's going to go in my FFA scrapbook. But all of the meetings are just so special. And even whenever Troy brings us donuts in the morning, it's just my favorite. And we did the Christmas project. Mm. And we did we used gingerbread houses. And it was just, everything we do is just so fun because we do it as a team and we do it together.
Good. Very, very nice. You know, you bring up a good point, Alexa, that I think a lot of people, when they think about ag in Oklahoma, they might think wheat production or beef cattle, which those are certainly, or just livestock production, those are certainly huge parts. But the equine industry and certainly the running horse industry is a huge economic driver here in Oklahoma. And so for you students to have a chance to see Remington Park and how, you know, the horses have a lot of different places across the state. We're the horse show capital of the world. Not everybody knows that. So there's some neat pieces there. And then the agritourism is all across the state and looks a little bit different. But the Christmas tree farm is lots of fun because that, I think everybody likes kind of the holiday spirit. But those folks work all year long specifically for that season. So it's something that's really, really important to them. So let's pivot a little bit. I know you all are in the full midst of your senior year where there's never enough time in any day and you're running from activity to activity. So Alexa, what are you getting ready for right now? Are we doing speech contest or CDE contest, or tell me what's in your ag world, what you're kind of focused on now?
Well, since we just finished up with OYE, I no longer have my animals to get ready, which is kind of sad, but tomorrow we have our first CDE and speech competition at Alva, so definitely a little behind on that, but I'm gonna try and get caught up tonight with it just being spring break and everything. Just yeah, but definitely my speech. I love giving speeches. It's such a life skill that it's definitely something that I've learned the most from throughout ag throughout the years.
So what's your speech topic this year?
Yeah, it's called Hogwash. It's over sustainability within hog farms.
Okay, that's a good, especially in northwestern Oklahoma, and that's a good topic.
It kind of like talks about methane digesters and all the cool things that go into that. And Luke Bryan.
So like a good story there to tell in the speech. All right, Titus, talk about, I know you all, I was listening to y'all visit earlier and everybody's trying to balance out the days that you're missing from school and trying to do your activity. So tell us what you've got going on in your ag FFA life right now.
So FFA wise, of course, Thursday, first CDE contest of the year for me at Eastern Oklahoma, or not Thursday, Friday. Eastern Oklahoma State College, my first crops contest of the year. Okay. Really excited. Night before, actually, Thursday, I'll be going to Jinx for their FFA speech contest.
Okay, very good.
Really excited for that. Like Alexa said, you know, OYE hit me like a ton of bricks, even though I wasn't showing. And, you know, just lots of other things this senior spring. But working on my new speech.
Okay.
I've got another one and then doing extemp as well. So just trying to get that new speech memorized and working on it. And then, and as for ag, you know, the last frost is coming up and that means Titus is going to be planting some of his, heirloom corn varieties and getting them ready. And
okay.
So I've got big plans for that. So yeah.
So tell us about I know you said you're a corn guy. I have not heard the heirloom corn story. So tell us a little bit more about that piece.
So that's actually what my new speech is about. So my new speech is about these special varieties, this land race group of corn varieties from southern Mexico and some places in South America. and called the Sierra Mix varieties, okay. And they actually produce their own nitrogen.
Interesting. So
they, yep, okay. They're able to generate their own nitrogen fixation properties, and so truly a game changer. To reference, to quote a guy that I have interviewed and really talked with a lot, Mr. Michael Fortune, he calls it the holy grail of sustainable agriculture.
Okay.
And so I was able to get my hands on a couple varieties and done a lot of research over the winter and everything. Been using the greenhouse at Eastern Oklahoma State College and really excited because I'm going to hit the ground running this spring, you know, in the summer and grow some of that, these varieties that I've gotten a hold of. I think I have about 20 different varieties, the vast majority of which being North American varieties. Okay. But I got into it. I was given a packet of seeds that are the Choctaw dent corn,
yes,
or flower,
yep,
corn, and through a program called Growing Hope. And I was just growing them, and I was like, hey, this is really cool. Bought some other heirloom varieties, and then I was like, this is awesome. I love it. And really, really got into it. And so that's kind of, you know, kind of the background. And then I hit the ground running when I discovered this topic, and ever since I've went to the greenhouse at least twice a week to water.
And very good.
So that's just kind of, yeah.
Okay. The corn, I did not know this. So just an interesting path that you kind of got put on through,
yes,
your,
ma'am,
FFA that's, program.
That's what I, you know, I've had my ag teachers have encouraged me along the way and had lots of other advisors outside of FFA that have encouraged me. And it's just, I hope to study that when I go to college, and I could spend the rest of my life studying that. And it's just, I don't know, you know, trying to make the world of agriculture better and more sustainable. And it's just, I don't know. That's just kind of my drive.
No, I love that. I think that's great. So now, Alexa, AgCom, I think you said at OSU, talk to me about, have you done some things through your years in the FFA program that have kind of directed you towards AgCom or interested you in ag communications or kind of, and I know you got to spend job shadow day with Lee and see kind of AgCom in real life a little bit all day. So what's your interest there? What do you think? And I remember a long time ago when everyone said, what do you want to do? And I was a senior in high school and I thought, oh gosh, I don't know what I want to do. But talk about kind of why your interest is there in the AgCom field.
I first started doing AgCom stuff when about last year, my junior year, because my ag teacher asked me to design a flyer for the Christmas party, for the chapter Christmas, okay, party, and I probably designed 15 on canvas because I just couldn't decide. They just all were just so, I just couldn't decide. So I made 15 for her, and we picked one. And so about after that, it was CDE season, and she asked me to be a part of the AgCom team.
Very good.
And that is my passion. I love the English test. I love, you know, ranking the photos, even though sometimes, even if you think it's 1, 2, 3, 4, but don't, if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, I can't put 1, 2, 3, 4.
You think they're trying to trick you a little bit on that?
Yeah,
part
and then
it?
It'll be 1, 2, 3, 4. And then she's always a little bit upset. We ended up second in the state as a team.
Awesome.
And the first place qualifier did not end up going. So we got to compete at nationals.
Oh, very good.
Nationals is actually completely different than
the state contest. Okay.
It was crazy. It was way different. We were fifth in the nation, which was good, but we were a little upset because the top four go to finals. But still,
so right
for
there,
all of us,
yeah,
being, I was the only member from the original team on,
okay,
AgCom. So it was just, I was happy to be there, but we were all just a little bit disappointed, but it was still an accomplishment for sure. And I've been taking pictures for the local and the county show, not the county, just,
okay,
the local show, like the,
yeah,
livestock show. After I got done showing my goats, I hopped in the ring and I used my ag teacher's camera and I took pictures and I really enjoy it. I like messing around with the pictures and the pictures and the designing and all,
okay,
of that.
Very good. Very good. And lots of job opportunities out there in the world for AgCom.
Yeah.
So there's mm-hmm. a good career path. So I know both of you all have been very successful. You know, both of you all are in Ag Youth Council, presidents of your chapter, all these things. But I think sometimes other students see, you know, these students that have all this success and say, okay, I'm, you know, not having the same success. So maybe share about a time when you participated in a contest or an activity or applied for something and it didn't go like you wanted it to, and kind of share those thoughts, because I think we sometimes only see the highlight reels and not the other pieces. So Titus, do you have an example of where something didn't go exactly like you wanted it and how you navigated through that situation.
Yeah, 100%. So I'm a big time, you know, I'm very faithful in my Christian faith. You know, I'm very spiritual, and my relationship with Christ is first most to everything. And I'll just use an example that really sticks out to me. You know, freshman year, you know, she mentioned earlier I'm from Red Oak, and listeners, if you don't know where that is, we're a small town in southeast Oklahoma, and our motto from day one that's instilled in us is outwork everybody.
Okay.
I mean, that is our drive. That's our passion. And big time, you know, softball, basketball, and baseball school. And so that's our bread and butter.
Okay.
And growing up, you know, I have eye problems and structural problems with my feet. And so athletics was not really the path for me.
Okay.
My siblings on the other end, hey, I love my siblings. They are very successful at that. And I cheer them on. I love it. But wasn't the past for me.
Gotcha.
And I entered FFA, you know, and entered as an eighth grader, COVID hit, all that. But long story short, as a freshman, I started public speaking for the first time. It was one of those things where I was voluntold to do it. And so I was giving both a speech and the creed my freshman year.
Okay, good for
you. And so, you know, mixed opinions throughout the year. Some judges would be, oh, you know, your speech is really good, but the creed, you know, it's not really your thing. Some would say the complete opposite.
Okay.
Come time for area contests, there had only ever been one or two kids from Red Oak in the entire history of our chapter that had made it to the area contest and had really ever placed. And so kind of pressure's on me, and I go in there and I win the area contest with the creed. First time anyone from Red Oak's ever done that.
Awesome.
And so, of course, everyone's backing me the whole time, and I go up to state. I'm ready to rock and roll. And I walk into the room, and there's these little power outlets that are in the floor. You'll see them at hotels sometimes, big conference rooms. And that morning, I had woke up, and I had tried on one of my dress shoes, and the heel had popped off. Well, we had slapped it together with super glue. I'm telling you, I had the creed memorized back and forth. It was perfect. I go in there halfway through the creed, catch my foot on that, pop my heel off. Threw me off completely.
And just totally.
And my whole season was derailed right then and there. And I, you know, followed through, finished it out, answered questions, but didn't place. And it was one of those things where I was like, man, you know, everything was going perfect. Yes. And everyone was so proud of me and all this. And then didn't work out. And it was one of those things where I truly realized, I'm like, it took me a couple months, but I was like, the Lord has a plan.
Yeah.
You know, there's an old hymn. I was listening to it this morning. You know, morning by morning, Jesus is mine, you know, blessed assurance. And it was one of those things where I realized, you know, no matter what, trust in God and trust in his plan. And so one of my biggest pieces of advice that I give people and give younger students is, hey, you go in there and you mess up.
That's right.
You can't go back in time. It's what happens. Everyone does it. The best of the best do it, and the worst of the worst do it. You just have to decide whether you have a champion's mindset or a winner's mindset about it, and go in there and try and be a champion. Win or lose, hey, you're still a champion. And so that's one that really sparked my love and kind of drive. And so
good for you.
I know that was kind of long-winded.
No, but good for you. And check the shoes every year, right?
Yes, of course.
Double check the shoes. All right, Alexa, tell us about a situation, and it could be in the show ring, it could be at a speech contest, or just something. Maybe you even ran for chapter office and didn't get the office that you want. Tell us something that didn't go quite like you wanted it to and how you worked through that.
Okay, so I've shown since I've been at Ag, since my freshman year, I showed pigs my freshman and sophomore year, and then going into my junior year, I knew I wanted goats. I knew I wanted does. I live with my grandma, and her kids, they showed animals, but her youngest son, my uncle, showed does, and I couldn't convince her until then. And you know how competitive my grandma, you know, she's so competitive.
I do.
I'm competitive, but she's just on a different level. So, and she used to think that, you know, winning is everything, and it is to her. I mean, but I could never, you know, get where I wanted to be in the show ring. And it just teaches you so much, almost the hard work, everything you put into it. It just taught me so much. And even losing sometimes, it's just something you that learn, you have
yeah,
to experience.
You learn a lot from either way, yeah, for sure.
Being competitive, you know, it only drives you more. And this was the best year that I've done at OIE, but I mean, only from my losses from years prior have helped me get there.
And I think sometimes not doing well makes you appreciate the doing well a lot more. Sometimes, yeah. You know, had your Creed contest gone exactly like you wanted it to the first time, you probably would have had a little different mindset the next year round. So sometimes 100%. Those bumps in the road help a lot. And I will, for listeners listening, Alexa mentioned her grandmother, and it is a very small world in Oklahoma and in agriculture. But the first time, I don't participate in the interviews for Ag Youth Council members. And so the first time I think I met you all, we might have been here in the lab conference room and went around and introduced yourself. And you do have a little bit of an unusual last name. So I said, I know that last name, and started asking. And Alexa's aunt and I actually showed horses together a long, long time ago. So it is a small world in the ag realm. So, all right, tell us. So you've talked about things that maybe didn't go right, and we've talked about Ag Youth Council. Share with me, and we're kind of getting close here to time, but share with me. Part of Ag Youth Council is being able to communicate with consumers or just non-ag people about why ag is important. But Alexa, I'm going to start with you, and let's hear your, you know, however you want to phrase it, your 2-minute elevator speech, or if you were talking to a legislator or just to a consumer about why they should care about agriculture, why they should care about 4-H or FFA, or why they should care about the Ag Youth Council. Share with me what you would share with that individual about why ag is important and why these youth development programs are important.
The world runs off ag. Everything that you need in this world, food, everything, is because of ag. And like I said earlier, like, I came from a school that didn't have an agricultural program, and I really didn't know much about it up until my freshman year. And it just truly is life-changing when you realize, you know, ag is everything, and it teaches you so much. And the leadership in FFA is just, it's amazing. And these competitions and the LDEs and the CDEs and everything, it's just absolutely inspiring. And you grow so much as a person. Like, I've grown, I mean, freshman me would have not been able to come onto a podcast talk. And the speech competitions itself, being able to go into a room with judges, it's just, it takes a lot. It takes a lot of confidence, and you have to be able to, you know, it's just, it's really inspiring. And ag is just important for this world, and we need it. And I hope more people get involved. And
yeah. No, very good. All right, Titus, I kick it over to you. What's your 2-minute elevator speech to tell people why they should care about ag?
First and foremost, you know, of course, you know, the clothes on your back, the food on your table, even the toothpaste that you use that morning. Hopefully, if you brush your teeth, that's going to have corn syrup in it, and that's an ag product. Ag is everywhere. And it's one of those things where not only is ag everywhere and ag is incredibly important and it makes the world turn, the second greatest resource on the planet is our youth. Number one, and it's one of those things where when you combine agriculture and youth, you're just going to have great success. And instilling it and instilling and making these leaders and starting them out young and educating them so that they can go out and be in positions like me and Alexa and the rest of the youth council and other leaders in 4-H and FFA, where we can go out and say, hey, FFA, 4-H, agriculture, you know, it's amazing. It is. We're able to go and advocate. I love to use that phrase, advocate.
Yeah.
Kind of a playoff of advocate. And, you know, whenever we put on these pullovers that we're wearing right now, whenever we're at an Ag Youth Council meeting,
yes,
or we're wearing our FFA jackets or the 4-H green and white, it's our job to be advocates for agriculture. And so, I don't know, I guess that's my little spill is, you know, the youth and agriculture put together is one of our greatest accomplishments that we've ever done. So
no, I agree 100%. I think sometimes people might be discouraged about things in their community or in their world, or a lot of our news that I think comes across our news feed or our social media feed can be negative sometimes, but when you see the things that you students are doing and just the ag community is doing in general. I think that reminds us there's a lot of really good things going on and that we should all continue to support that. So, all right, last quick question. Anything else that you all, that we haven't touched on or that you want to share? Alexa, you go first. Anything else you want to share with the listeners of the podcast?
For those upcoming seniors, apply for Ag Youth Council. It is such an amazing opportunity. You will not regret it. I mean, you learn so much every day. I mean, I know we talked about this earlier, but it's one of the best things that's happened in my senior year, and I'm so grateful for this opportunity.
Awesome. All right, Titus.
You know, kind of piggybacking off of Alexa's, you know, seniors, you're coming into your senior year, or juniors, you're about to enter your senior summer. Enjoy every moment. Live in the moment. You know, apply for Ag Youth Council. Don't hesitate to reach out to any members or any former members. We would love nothing more than to give you advice and to help you out because we've been through the process. We've been through our senior year. And so just live in the moment. Enjoy every little bit of it. Take it all in and just keep on keeping on. So.
Well, and go Pokes.
And go Pokes.
And go Pokes. There we go. So thank you all both. Alexa, thanks for the idea of the podcast. Titus, thanks for your radio show and podcast where you're bragging on ag and all the things that youth are doing. So thank you both for joining us here this afternoon.
Alexa and Titus have departed. Lee Benson back here alongside Secretary Blaine Arthur. And Secretary Arthur, what are your takeaways from that interview with Titus and Alexa?
You know, certainly two very impressive students, and I love to hear their thoughts about the Ag Youth Council and how it has benefited them their senior year, even though it's a very busy senior year, that spending time with that group and how they've gotten to know other students across the state, and then hopefully will help them in their future endeavors, both in their education and professional careers as well.
Of course, you had to start out by pointing out that everybody here goes to OSU or is going to OSU, and I went to Oklahoma, so, and I didn't have a microphone to combat it, so that didn't seem very fair to me.
Well, not everyone. A lot of people go to OSU, so we have people from all different schools that work here at the department, Lee, but we are maybe lean a little heavy on the OSU side sometimes.
This is an Ag Youth Council day. We were with the kids, and I was there for not the whole thing, but part of it. We were in Norman, actually, so I had to hear all of them kind of give me jazz because we were in Norman, where I went to school, and most of them, it seems like, are either going to Oklahoma State or they're undecided, and they're thinking about going to Oklahoma State.
Yep, there you go.
So that's interesting. And also, I want to say, in the origins of this podcast, it seemed like Alexa kind of accused me of not wanting to do the podcast, and I want to defend myself.
Okay, yes.
Now, it might be that, but more of it was, I don't have the ag background, as people may remember if you've listened to the show. And so my thought was, who is the podcast going to be for? Will
for
there
sure.
be enough people that want to listen to for it? Sure. What's the format going to be? So it was more of the wheels were turning in my head
just
about what it would be.
Just a hesitancy about the game plan of it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
But that's where you all came in, and so we made it work. And again, I did want to talk about another thing, the story. And I'm surprised, I guess you hadn't heard the story about Alexa almost, missing out.
No, I had not heard that it went to her junk email inbox and that she thought that she hadn't gotten an interview. So that's kind of a wild story.
I'm glad she got to tell it because it was a situation where we were setting up all of the interview times and a couple of them hadn't gotten back to us yet. And so it got to the point where she was the only one, and okay. I went and talked to everybody that was in the selection process and thought, well, should we reach out? I mean, do you think that she found like a better youth council that
right.
she doesn't even want to be a part? She's just ignoring us. So I'm happy that we reached out and got
Absolutely.
A hold of her. And then, of course, she ends up making it, which made me think, whew, I'm happy that
thankfully you made the phone call, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
And so I'm happy that her and Titus and everybody seem to really enjoy it as well. How about Titus being, and you guys talked about him being into agronomy.
Right.
And another part of him, and I'm not surprised that he mentioned that his job shadow here at ODAF was with Craig Marquardt in Forestry Services.
Yes.
Because I remember one of the first times we were out, I guess maybe it was the second or third. It was the Christmas tree farm that Alexa talked about.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing Titus with a couple of the guys gathered around him. And Titus was pointing up and motioning towards this tree. and describing it. And all the, some like three or four of the other Ag Youth Council kids were just looking at him and listening. And this wasn't even a Christmas tree. This was just a regular tree on the property. And I thought, this kid really likes trees a lot. And sure enough.
It's impressive. Just his, I think, maybe distinct interest in the forestry side of things. He talks some about the corn, just agronomy. I think, and that's why these students are so impressive, to see someone of that age who is not only knowledgeable, but is trying to find other ways to learn about their industry, and that's what they want their career path. And then you see their enthusiasm, and I think the kids, even they all know that about him, and know that like the rainfall simulator today was going to be his very favorite thing that they did, because that's right in his area of interest, which is very cool.
And we also, and down in Norman, by the way, I mentioned we were down there, and it was at the National Weather Service. And even though I went to OU, I'd never gone to that building. So that was neat to hear. So like, even I get to learn some things too that I never got a chance to being a part of the Ag Youth Council. Also, somebody that has a sports background, whenever Titus talked about how he learned that athletics really wasn't from him, but he supports his siblings, I kind of thought, which I'm sure I'm not the first person to think this, and if any of you out there know Titus or have seen Titus, my thought is, I'm sure there's plenty of football coaches out there that would look at Titus and think, I could use that guy on the offensive or defensive line, because Titus is a large, tall kid. So, and I'm sure that's not the first time he's heard that. But the fact that he was able to realize and figure out what he was really good at, I think that's great. And he is, again, Alexa, all the kids that you talk to that come in here, from a very young age, it's always really impressive to see how accomplished they are.
Agreed.
And how much perspective they have. And they're not even in college yet. And so I'm probably a broken record at this point, but to me, I like to point out how impressive it is that these kids, because I think back to when I was a teenager, I thought I knew everything. But I didn't. Not even close.
Me neither.
Certainly don't anymore. But these kids certainly seem to know a little bit more. Not quite everything, but definitely a lot more than I did when I was that age.
I think a lot of self-awareness and a very much of a comfort level of where they are have chosen to focus their time and energy. And I think sometimes even as adults, we're maybe not as good as that as we'd like to be. So it is great to hear that from the students.
And finally, just I like how you always kind of ask them for moments in their lives where things didn't go their way and they had to persevere. And so, you know, and just simply from Alexa talking about how, like, sometimes you have to lose.
Right.
You have to know what it's like to go through that.
Right.
And it makes me think of there's a lot of people out there that are really good at things and maybe they don't lose until later on and they know how to handle it. It's true, though. You're not going to win everything. You're not going
to. No.
And then Titus, on the other hand, kind of in the same vein, talking about how, like, what was this saying? He said, like, well, you're going to mess up. It's going to happen. It's just, do you decide if you have a championship mindset or not?
Yes, I loved that. I thought that was great. Do you decide you're going to be a champion? I think sometimes we think about that just on the sports side, but I think he was saying more just in whatever activity in life that you're pursuing, decide to be the very best you can, which was very cool to hear.
And Alexa talked about it a little bit, and so did Tyce towards the end about kids that are thinking about applying. I'll reiterate again that in the next few weeks we'll announce the next application for the, I guess, 2024-25 Agriculture Youth Council. And again, it's the year's gone by fast. They started back in August and they've had six or seven sessions, and we're almost here to Ag Day at the Capitol here in a few weeks, and that'll be it.
Yep, it really speeds by, and I know especially for those students, because their senior years are just jam-packed with activities, but we certainly enjoy them dedicating their time to the Ag Youth Council that senior year.
Well, we thank Alexa and Titus for coming in. Before we get going, I do want to mention that it is a first for Oklahoma agriculture. Terry Stewart Forst is the latest person to be honored with Governor Stitt's Outstanding Achievement in Agriculture Award. And Forst will become the first female inducted into the Oklahoma Agricultural Hall of Fame next month at Ag Day at the Capitol. And the selection committee had a lot of terrific candidates to look through this year and to break down the resumes. But Forst separated herself from the rest. And so over to you, Secretary Arthur. What is your reaction to the latest Oklahoma Ag Hall of Famer?
You know, certainly it's always exciting when we get to announce those each year. And those applications come in from commodity groups and just citizens and just ag producers across the state of Oklahoma. And certainly very excited to see Terry in that position. I've had the chance to be on their family operation probably a couple years ago, and just a really unique story. And, you know, having the family tradition of having to change over time as ag has changed and trying to find a way to survive in production agriculture. And she herself has received several accolades already. I think she's in the National Cowgirl Hall of Fame and in the Oklahoma Hall of Fame here at the state level. So I think very fitting that she would be the winner of our Ag Hall of Fame Award for 2024.
And that induction ceremony will happen at Ag Day at the Capitol. That'll be on April 16th. And finally, for the random ag fact of the day, I think this one is appropriate given our last topic. Nice transition. This is according to the latest Census of Agriculture. There are 49,396 female ag producers in the state of Oklahoma. And now one of them is the newest member of the Oklahoma Ag Hall of Fame. How about that? Well, thank you for joining us on this edition of Young Ag Achievers. We invite you to join us for future episodes when we talk to more of Oklahoma Agriculture's Young Ag Achievers. For Secretary Arthur, I am Lee Benson. Thank you for listening.